possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Oh, yeah, buddy. That'll play. Potential winning answer right there with Purple Rain. A great answer, especially with Joe not here to say derogatory things about Prince, us to hate him for it. I really appreciate that. Thank you, Dan Wilson, for playing this beautiful, beautiful song from the beautiful album. Shout out to Prince. My favorite, I think it might be my favorite first song on an album, too. Let's Go Crazy. I think that's like as good a way as you can start an album. Just like, come on in, let's go. We're about to have a party. Let's go. Mm. Love it. Love it. Big fan. Now, there's some other great ones. Don't get me wrong. Like, Immigrant Song is a great first song of an album. There's a bunch of good ones, but I'm a big Let's Go Crazy.
I think Purple Haze might be, speaking
go.
Of
yeah,
another
purple.
Oh, color
oh,
song.
Oh.
I think Purple Haze might be the first song on Jimi Hendrix, Are You Experienced?
Wow, that'd be
Are
a big
You
one,
Experienced?
Too. Yeah.
That's a great opener.
It's a great
I mean,
one.
What a jam. That riff.
Totally.
You know that one.
Of course. Classic. Yeah, no, that's a big one. Twitter poll. Question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevy Trailblazer, starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin Chevy's inventory at ArminChevy.com. John, the question today was, what is your level of trust in a Ryan Kirkring come October? Full trust, some trust, and can't trust are the options. How do you think the voting came out?
Oh, man. It's got to be some trust because his season has been, for the most part, pretty exciting. Some trust is going to be like 74%.
So some trust, very good guess that is the winner. It is 59%, 22% full trust, 19% can trust. It is
22% have full trust.
Yeah,
did you watch the game? So
I that's what I said before, is like I would be some trust as well. I think that is the correct answer, but I would, if I had to only choose full trust or can't trust, I would choose can't trust in a second. Like, I wouldn't even think twice about choosing
right.
full trust. Like, I can't believe that full trust beat can't trust.
David Robertson?
I can't believe
trust. Yeah, I trust Robertson a little bit.
I can't believe anyone would say full trust.
It's crazy
full
to me.
Full trust.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I'm worried about Kirkring. It's always felt with Kirkring like the coaching staff loves him so much more than I do, than we, the fans, have seen. Like, they must see awesome stuff from him on a regular basis, so they trust him so much more, and we just haven't been able to see. We have seen some great Kirkring now during this regular season, but when he first burst onto the scene, it was sort of like, it was like a tall tale. Like, hey, this guy's really good. Take our word for it. Trust us. He's got this sweeper, and
it's
really awesome.
There's an high
awesome.
A. I mean, that's rare
see
to
it.
See a guy go from high A all the way to majors in 1 year.
Brought him right up, and they put him right into those tough spots. And, you know, for the most part, it all seemed very pedestrian. You know, it seemed kind of not that great. This year seemed greater. He's taken a little bit of a step back, as last night was rough.
Totally.
But, you know, I can't say I trust him fully yet. I'd like to trust him as much as the coaching staff does.
Well, and look, I, they have to. I get it. But, I mean, he is, and to the point we're making, I don't have close to full trust in him. But after Duran, he's the reliever we trust the most on this Philly team. I mean, Robertson has looked really good since he got here. I don't know if I could.
I but said,
like, scoreless thing, like, yesterday. Struck
it out is
two
one
guys
of those things where like, I think they've got a good bullpen, and I feel really good about it. And Duran, I think, is as good as it gets in a bullpen, period. But I do think that, like, I don't think we're going to, when these guys come into the game outside of Duran in the playoffs, I think we're still going to be nervous, is the point, you know? It's not going to be like, all right, we got through six. Let's go Strom, Kirkering, and Duran. Shut them down. Game's over. Which, like, we're not going
to
feel like
no
game's
bridge
over
to
until
Lidge here.
Exactly. It's like the Duran, we're good. The bridge there. Like, we'll see. Fingers crossed, you know? But I do think Kirkering's been very good this year. I'm just a little nervous about when it comes to the playoffs. 215-592-9494 as we are sitting here at NovaCare Complex for 94WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV and by Camping World RV Sales Service Parts and Accessories, getting ready for some practice. They're getting the field ready. We're seeing golf carts flying around. We're seeing coaches out checking out the field, all that. Looks like we're going to get some practice in.
We're
today.
Not seeing Vic Fangio.
No, not anymore. But I saw him earlier. You didn't see Vic earlier? Am I crazy?
I think you're crazy.
You
I
are
could have
crazy.
Sworn. I saw him walk into that tent before.
Why would he be
was
walking into Fangio. That tent?
Well, maybe he was just talking to someone. I don't know what Vic's got going on. Are you sure? You haven't seen him at any
I'm
point?
I'm not sure. No. I'm not sure, but I did not
see
him.
There was an older
him
gentleman who looked
there
like him.
I could have sworn I saw Vic.
There's a lot
no, there's
of
another guy. There is
slickers.
Another guy who looks like him, too. Yeah. But yeah.
There's a lot of slicker action going on. Yeah. So hoods and things sort of obscure people.
See, this is radio. You could have just gone with it. You didn't have to tell people. All right? No one else is here. It's just us. You're like, yeah, totally saw Vic.
It was
totally.
It's called being a teammate, but no big deal. It's fine.
A beslickered man who looked kind of like Vic Fangio.
It's fine. It's fine.
It wasn't.
Oh,
Vic
it's
Fangio
fine. Sure. If, how do you know?
I think.
All right.
I think,
know what
he
I
was
saw.
Beslickered.
No one else can even chime in on this. So.
I think beslickered is a cool word. By the way,
is a pretty cool word.
Beslickered. Yeah. I'd like to be beslickered.
You could do that. I think
or knackered, crazy, which is a different,
sure, totally different thing.
Totally
that's
different.
Your
phraseology.
Britishisms coming out. You just had to get a little Britishism in.
I did.
You?
I had to. It's a good word.
The Brits have some good words.
They really do.
Yeah, knackered is.
Knackered is fun.
It describes what you got going on. I agree. 215-592-9494. Speaking of knackered, let's talk to Stephen Willigrove. Hey, Steve.
Knackered. What does that mean? Jeez.
You mean
drunk? Drunk,
yeah,
basically.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, thanks. Well, hey, look. It's good to laugh instead of cry. So I'll take
yes
it. All right? I'll take it. Hey, real fast, guys. Jimmy. So my second
Steve
daughter going to school. My first daughter stayed around the neighborhood. Second daughter, I was taking her to school, and it was East Stroudsburg, right? So, you know, driving up on that Friday between her and Suzanne, it was a puddle. But it was I felt great. I said, let her grow up. This will be fine, right? So on the way up, Suzanne says to her, well, listen, Daddy will come pick you up on Fridays when class is over, and he'll bring you back Sunday. Okay? And I'm looking over at Suzanne, I'm saying, thanks. So every Friday at 1 o'clock, I had to be there. And Sunday night, we weren't leaving my house till maybe 10, 11 o'clock. Dropping
what?
Her also, of course, Jimmy, you'll see. Don't worry. You'll see what's going on.
I would do. I'm surprised she wanted to come home every weekend.
Yeah,
I would think she'd want to go partying up every weekend.
First year freshman blues or whatever they call it. I don't know.
I get that, yeah.
Right? Wow. Well, okay. So that's the beginning of school. By Easter, she comes home for the break, and Suzanne says, yo, we're having dinner. And Suzanne says, what's the matter? You got a sore throat? Because she's like mumbling and, you know, talking or whatever. No, Mom, I'm fine. And Suzanne says, stick your tongue out. So, you know, got the tongue pierced. But by the end of the
And tried to hide it.
Yes.
What a bold move.
Like, kind of dumb.
Yeah. I mean, like, you're not going to get away with that one. Yeah. You know, that's hard to hide.
You know, she tried, but whatever. Hey.
Yeah, respect for trying, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, So the only thing I'm worried about is Topper, and I see that move yesterday. I wish he wouldn't have taken Sanchez out. I wish he would have left Sanchez in. But at the same time, I would have rather seen Alvarado go in instead of Kirkland. But
I was surprised we didn't see Alvarado yesterday. I was expecting him to get put right in, get some work. And I figure, like, look, I mean, why wouldn't you use the crap out of him until the playoff start? Get your guys.
He deserves it. Well, oh, geez, I mean, honestly.
But also, like, I mean, like, Matt Strom has pitched so many innings over the last 2 years for this club. Like, it's like, shouldn't we at a certain point, like, hey, maybe the only lefty we feel, like, I like Tanner Banks and what he's given us this year, but, like, the only lefty who has been in any sort of real leverage situation in the playoffs for this team is Matt Strom right now. Like, I would bury Alvarado right now and get Strom as much rest before the playoffs as I can.
Did anyone tell us why he was not utilized?
He's using Kirkering and Robertson. Like, those are go-to guys for those situations. Like, they're going to work those spots in the playoffs. Like, there's an argument to be made to, like, you know, use, you know, get your bullpen ready for the playoffs. Like, get guys in roles. Know that Robertson's always ready in the 7th or 8th. Kirkering's always ready in the 7th or 8th. You know what I mean? Like, there is an argument to that. But I do think that when you have an asset like Alvarado that you can't use in the playoffs, who is a good pitcher, I would bury him.
I thought it went without saying
that
he would just automatically, as soon as he was capable of being inserted, like every night, he can hold up. Like, let's get him in there and save other guys' arms.
The only thing I can think about is maybe Topper wants to bring him in a lower leverage situation for his first, like, return outing, like his first time throwing major league pitches.
I wonder what the reaction is going to be.
4 months or whatever it was. It's going to be fascinating in the ballpark.
Yeah, I'm really curious.
Yeah, I'll bet you Rob would have wished he could have brought him back
on
the
road.
Yeah, but Steve, it'll be fascinating. You got an answer for us
I do, but before I do that, I couldn't get on time as yours because I was on hold concerning Andy. So my Andy story is, you know, the first year we went to the baseball game with you guys, the first time you guys were on, and we were all out at the baseball game.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to get away from Andy.
And
Listen, this is the pivot move. This is Ben came over. This is when Ben showed up in the stand. And I said to Dust, hey, let's go get a picture with Ben. I got to talk to you later, man. And thank God for Ben Davis saving me, getting away from Andy.
So here's what I'll say, Steve. Here's what I'll say. In person, the times that I have hung out with Andy from Deptford, he has been quite cordial.
Yeah, he has been.
At
Phillies games, absolutely.
He is not the I'll use the Angelo term. He is not the troll in person that he is over the phone line,
correct,
so to speak.
Well, okay. Well, here's the
more Aaron than Andy at a game.
Okay.
So maybe I have to tell you the whole story. I had Andy and Tom from Abington together at the game.
Well, they battled
two guys
too.
Was like, oh my goodness, I thought we were at the Great Debate or something because they're all.
I love it. You know, yeah. I would have been leaning in instead.
See, that would have been fun.
I would have been in on that.
Tom's
Steve. Steve, you got to up your game, buddy. Steve, you got an answer for us?
How about Men in Black?
Oh yeah,
great. Like
yeah, we got a lot of green, a lot of black today. Those have been the two colors that have risen above. By the way, the white thing, it turns out
black is the absence, and white is the combination of all colors.
So here, I had a text. Hold on. In physics, white is not considered a color in the same way as spectral colors because it doesn't correspond to a single wavelength of light. However, in everyday language and artistic context, it is often treated as a color.
Black is the
combination of all colors. White is the absence of color, I believe. So we're counting it, but I think black
counts. I think it might be the other way.
I'm not sure. Could we get a producer who's not talking at the moment to help us out? Dan Wilson or Fran Rojas, one of you two guys? Fran Rojas, too busy being Supervisor Fran over here, just hanging out supervising things instead of actually getting on the horn
and
doing some
work
here. I think
white is the combination of all the colors.
I
think black is the absence.
I think you're right about that. That feels right to me, but I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I don't know at all. I know.
White, you're right. In physics, that's what they're saying. It's the AI thing. It's not typically considered a color.
The AI thing is in Google's AI breakdown of all the results.
Can you, like, believe that? I'm never really sure.
Oh, I always double-check things like that.
Yeah, the AI thing.
I'm not
sure
take
I'm not
the Google
sure
AI.
What you can believe.
I, dude, it's a real problem. Like, we
I mean, in the last 2 weeks, yeah. I feel like I don't know what I can believe.
So this is a big part of, like, you know, even though Dan Wilson did not do it right here, it should be a big part of the producer of the show's job, where I'm always looking stuff up and all that.
Sure.
It is a real hardship, like, trying to figure out what is real, what is not, what to say on the radio, what to not say. Like, it's like
I can tell that gorilla and that lion fighting.
Oh,
that's
totally
not real.
And they have videos.
But there's some other stuff
where it's like,
I have no idea.
Totally. You'll find out like that it was a fake after, and you're like, I totally believe that. Like, and
how do you tell?
I know. Well, there.
I mean, it really has. This has taken. I don't know.
It's made a leap.
It's night and day.
Yeah.
I've become more fearful. I can't even talk about this because it is such. It feels like in the last month.
It is absolutely terrifying.
And I don't even know how to like instruct my kids, like, hey, you got to be careful with this stuff. I think they probably could instruct me better than I can instruct them.
Oh, they're told by their teachers they're not allowed to use it. He's been told since like seventh grade.
Oh, I'm sure they're told that, but it's like the Wild West out there. There's a
sometimes
lot.
I don't even know if I'm using it. The AI part. Like, if I'm Googling, sometimes it'll just come up.
Well, it just pops up. That's a thing. And again, I have done it. Like, so I've never used ChatGPT, like, once.
No.
Emily, she'll use it for work and stuff. And she, for Beat the Democrats, she's like, you should use it for Beat the Democrats. I'm like, I can't do that. Like, it feels weird to me. She's like, what's your topic going to be? And I gave her the topic, and she put it in. And I'm not kidding. Like, 50 to 60% of the questions on there were just flat out wrong. We're just like the wrong answer.
Wow.
It was like a question where I was like, that's not true.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, trust me, I know the Phillies.
Yeah.
That never happened. Like,
holy cow.
Like, just wrong.
Yeah.
So, it, like, ever since she did that, I'm just like, I'm out. Like, I'm good. You know?
Sure.
Like, so
it's more work trying to figure out if the
what's
the
real,
facts.
What's
correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Real
You're
not.
So right, John.
Yeah. So it's changing the game in a bad way. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Lou in Mount Laurel. Hey, Lou.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you? Great show today.
Thanks, Lou.
Do you think they didn't put... You just said something that was going to take... do you think they didn't put Alvarado in because he's probably going to not be met very favorably? And I don't think he should be, because I believe all this was on him. Do you think he does get booed if he comes back?
Oh, I agree with you that I think most Phillies fans blame Alvarado for what happened.
Oh, 100%.
I don't think we believe the excuses, whatever. And yeah, I do think that he will... I don't know.
I hold it against him.
Yeah,
I do hold it against him.
Oh,
it is curious. If they're in a close game and he comes in, or is he going to get booed?
Well, that's what I was wondering.
He's still my guy. Like, I still think he's awesome.
Well, if he comes in a close game, you need him.
Yeah.
So would it be counterproductive? But I'm mad at him, too.
Yeah. No, it's a really weird spot, Lou. I don't think Topper can think about that aspect of it, though, with it, especially because they've got some home games coming up.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
If he has to pitch him, it is what it is.
And yeah. Is there any stats on Kirkring when he pitches back-to-back his second night? I feel like every time he pitches two games in a row, he can't get out of the inning of the second
point.
Game.
I don't know. That's a really good
and
point.
And also, before I give my song title, I think the Robertson signing is going to be one of those under-the-radar phenomenal ones because he's a veteran and he is so well-rested right now.
That's true. He's got as fresh an arm as you're going to find.
And it's not going to be a flash.
Look, Richie and I have been talking about I think he looks better than he ever did in his other stint as a Philly. Like, I've been really impressed with him. He's come into big spots. Like, even that spot where Duran got hit and he has to just step up and just start warming up out of nowhere. In your mind, you're David Robertson seeing that bullpen. You're like, Duran is in. I am not pitching. My night is done. It's over.
Yeah.
Like, that's a tough spot to just pop up and go in there, and he got it done. Like, I've been really impressed. I think he could be a really, really big addition. I'm with you, Lou, under the radar. And they didn't have to give up any prospects to do it, you know?
No, he was, he was getting bored playing tennis, so he comes back to baseball. Hey, we'll take it.
And look, now maybe Joe has a new tennis partner in Philly. In all seriousness, it warms my soul to have a 40-year-old on the Phillies. Like, it really does.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I love David Robertson for that reason alone.
And
Lou, you got an answer for us?
So let me pick your brains for a second. Are you looking just for the impact of the song or just a cool title? Because there's a couple different ways I could go.
No. Best song, movie, whatever, that has a color in the title. So it's far more about how good the song or movie or TV show is than about the title. The title's part of it. The bigger part is how good is the song.
Oh, I don't know. All right, I'm going because I think everyone in the modern world would know it. Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's a big answer.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's very good. 215-5. That's pretty good. 215-592-9494. There are still so many answers available. We got one more segment to go. We'll pick a winner next segment, and we'll continue to get you set. The end of Eagles training camp, our last day here broadcasting from NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales Service, Parts and Accessories. One more segment to go. It's the morning show. We're coming right back.
On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. So take a flyer on the MVP race. Will Philadelphia's QB finally win the award? What about a running back finally winning? Crown your champion in August. Will Philadelphia repeat as champions, or will someone dethrone them? Or parlay your division winner dark horses. Mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bets now, because Futures Day is one day and one day only. It's Tuesday, August 26th. FanDuel Futures Day. FanDuel, play your game.
I'm assuming this is for the color, for the black discussion, if I had to guess. Nice job there, Dan Wilson. Broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales Service, Parts and Accessories. Let's go back to the phones, get some calls in. Time's yours coming up in about 10 minutes. talk to our buddy Tom in Abington. What up, Tom? You were just brought up on the air. It's like the bat phone.
How we doing this morning?
Doing great, Tom.
Right.
I get in the truck and I hear Steve recanting the story of me and the troll. I was busting the troll's balls that day, that's for sure. Let's just say Andy was neither live nor was he hot that day.
Sounds about right.
So, John Campbell was picked so late because he wasn't even supposed to be ready week one. Is that correct?
I think that's part of it.
Yeah, for sure. Part of it.
Yeah, and it looks like he will be ready. So how we now these two draft picks again?
He appears to have done really well.
With
Drew Macouba, Drew Macouba had one good preseason game, and it was against nobody. Yeah. It was a starter.
Twice.
He's been earned stuff. I think the Jahad Campbell thing, we can say that. And again, he hasn't played an NFL game yet, but so far it looks like that could be a real home run.
I can't tell you, Tom, how exciting it is, the concept of Jahad Campbell standing next to Zach Bond.
So, he was so excited about this, he spent a commercial break getting all jacked up with me about it. Yeah.
Think about what we're talking about here. We've got two inside linebackers who are just the new prototype almost. You know, like that Micah Parsons guy who off the ball can do all sorts of things, and then he might put his hand on the ground and come screaming off the edge and get a sack. He might come, you know, screaming up the A-gap for a sack on a single backer dog. And, oh, by the way, he runs 4.3 in the 40. Jahad Campbell does. And he'll be standing next to, an all-pro in Zach Bond, who, if he has any questions, Zach Bond can fill him in on exactly what needs to be done, where he fits into the whole scheme of things. This is, you know, Vic Fangio talked about it yesterday. The addition of a young player next to a veteran player, when that veteran player has so as much to offer as a Zach Bond, it's going to make Jahad Campbell even better.
Well, I know it's early returns, but I'm loving what I'm seeing out of these young guys. And when you piece them into this defense that it's already elite, it's insane. I think Howie has really separated himself as the best GM in sports.
I agree with you. I think in all of sports, I think it's not enough to say the NFL. I think Howie is the best. I agree with you. Best general manager in sports. And I think he's separating. I agree.
Forward thinking. Yeah. It really is next level decision making. Like this idea that we're putting together a team that's comprised of little mini teams from the college level. Like this really, other teams are going to start doing this. Mark our words. It will become commonplace. But no one had ever heard of this idea before Howie Roseman started doing it.
Now, are the Phillies, did they turn a corner offensively? Like, is this what we're going to get, like, coming down the home stretch here?
Look, I think they're going to be games where they look like this and games where they don't. You know, like, baseball's not a sport where they just turn the corner and then for 6 weeks they're going to rake. You know what I mean?
That's what they need to do, James.
No one does that. No one rakes for six straight weeks. The point is baseball is a game of streaks. I think that they are setting up really nicely for how the lineup is heading into September. But we'll see. I mean, Tom, you know what I mean? Like, we know. Again, people forget the best offensive run this team had was 2022 through the playoffs, where they were awesome through Game 3 of the World Series. That team stunk in September. They won 87 games. We had Richie and DeCamera were like, they shouldn't even celebrate when they win because they don't deserve it. Like, that's how bad they were down the stretch. And then Gene Segura got a little nibble single through, and everything changed, Tom. Like, and then all of a sudden, that offense was awesome for three straight weeks. Like, so I don't. Honestly, I would be a little nervous if they just got hot for 6 weeks. I'd be like, well, there was their hot streak. You know what I mean?
Soon.
It is a little bit, you know? So I think they're in a nice spot offensively, all things considered.
Hope.
Right,
you got an answer, Tom?
See. Of course I do. How about off of Ride the Lightning, Fade to Black?
Oh, yeah, there's another one. Black, yeah. a big lots theme of, today. Yeah, yeah, back in pretty black, tough. Obviously taken by Dan Wilson, coming back, took that one off the board.
Yeah, let's talk to Neil in the Mark Northeast. And then, you
Neil!
Know, we can do maybe,
oh, Neil. All right, we're going to put Neil back on hold. Man. Neil just chopping it up while on hold. Who do you think Neil's talking to?
I don't know.
He's that sounded really like a business call.
That was, I don't know. They thought they were talking sports. Neil's oh, really? Really? I don't know. Let's try and get to the bottom of this color thing. Let's talk to John in KOP. Hey, John.
Good morning. Go Birds.
Go Birds. What's on your mind, my friend? I see color explanation as a topic here. Are you going to set us straight on this black and white and what the colors mean and the abstraction of light and all the colors mixed together? We sound stupid today, so please help us.
Yeah, so white is the presence of all colors, and black is the absence of it. So
okay, so that was our initial gut thought, I believe. But
yeah. So a white light bulb is designed to give out all colors. The problem is when you have, or not a problem, but when you have paint or crayons and you mix all those colors together, those colors are actually absorbing all the different colors of light. So that's why it looks black. So it depends on what you're seeing. Oh. What, you know, it's a light source versus a material that's absorbing.
Wow, this sounds very complicated.
The level of intelligence on this show just raised, like, I don't know, like 10 IQ points. It just went up.
I wouldn't go that far.
There's a good no, that's book that, the
that's fascinating.
Causes a color.
Good to know. All right, I love this, John. John, did you want to give us a color and a title?
Sure. How about Yellow by Coldplay?
Oh, sure, yeah. Coldplay, obviously. Big year for Coldplay. Coldplay kind of down and out all of a sudden.
You
back.
Think?
That, yeah, I mean, like, are all Kiss Cams just going to be the Coldplay Kiss Cam moving
Did
forward?
Did it change Kiss Cams?
It like, might go away.
Yeah. Is it like an inciting incident for Kiss Cams? Yeah. Like, you know, like all of a sudden
maybe.
It's like everywhere's just a Coldplay Kiss Cam, you know? It might be.
What's
like,
going to happen with that? Are they... I mean,
well, last I heard, the guy was suing Coldplay.
Yeah, that's really? What I last heard.
Like, you
want
to talk about the ultimate, you know, just,
suing Coldplay?
You are a loser move. You cheat on your wife with your colleague at a concert, and you sue the band.
I want to cheat on my wife in peace. Don't ruin that.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's honestly like it's the biggest loser reaction you could possibly have. I mean, Ozzy, he's clearly a loser to begin with, but yeah, that. Wild. Just to think I'm going to sue the band. Just to have that thought. No, I'm going to sue Coldplay for this is really, really amazing. All right, let's check in on Neil, see if he's still chopping it up. Neil, you there, buddy?
Yeah, sorry. I was talking to her friend. So yeah.
No worries. We were wondering, what were you talking about? Was it a business call? Was it sports talk? We were trying to ascertain what the conversation was about.
This regular...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You know, news, like, you know, like that. It's current events, I guess.
Okay, so. Current events. There we go. So neither of us were right,
but
John.
Anyway,
I thought it was sports. John thought it was business.
Yeah, but Rhea, your point, you know, with Alvarado, I know you're being facetious, and I expect him to get booed, but I would treat him like a rented mule. I mean, you know, he would help.
Right now. Right, that's a little harsh. Like, I don't think I said that.
More rested, and actually, I think he would be better than Romano, you know, like that. Romano, you know, like, and Robertson and Duran has actually had done the job, so, you know, so.
I can't wait for the first, like, blog that aggregates Rhea. Rhea Hughes, use Alvarado like a rented mule.
I never said that. Let me make this very clear. I just said I would use him a lot.
I would, Neil. I would, too. I would use the crap out of him. Like, he can't. He's got a month, and that's it. Or 6 weeks, that's it. His season's over no matter what. You can't use him in the playoffs. Like, it just feels like such a no-brainer to me. Again, I know that Topper has to get his playoff bullpen ready and have guys feel confident in when they're going to come in and the type of situations they'll be in. And, you know, all right, this is how we shake out. But I think that you can do that while still using Alvarado.
Should have used him last night.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. One other thing. I would get up Crawford before September because I think they could use him as an outfielder or maybe stealing bases. So I think he would maybe help the lineup in the postseason. So I can see not playing him every day, but I would put Crawford up, you know, like bring.
So
him
I would
up
too,
before September,
Neil. I would, you know, too. I don't know why. Like, I do think it says what they think, but if it were me, you've got the extra roster spots. He's not going to be playing that much more in the minors. Their season ends soon anyway. Like, I would bring him up. I would give him some at bats. I would also see what he can do as a pinch runner. To your point,
I love that idea.
Yeah,
pinch run. Last night we were
so
aggressive
fast,
with
He's
the
so
running,
fast.
And I know that was specific to the pitcher. They're
situational.
Yeah, that was situational. Their pop time or whatever had to be incredibly slow. That's why we were stealing with everyone. But it does make me wonder, are we going to up the ante this postseason on stealing a second, getting that second and third base? We have the speed to take advantage. It really does put more pressure, so much more pressure on your opponent. Let's get this working this postseason. I'm saying, let's not jump the gun and start too early. I hope we incorporate
it's
that.
A fascinating thought. And again, this kid is like, so the scouting grade is 20 to 80. I don't know why it doesn't, you know, go to 100. It's super dumb. But he's an 80 grade runner. Like, he is as fast as you can grade out
and
on the scouting scale.
How frequently do you get the maxed out?
It's like Trey Turner. Like, they're not that many. He's like, he will come up and be one of the fastest players in Major League Baseball the moment he steps on a Major League Baseball field.
Incredible.
Yeah. That's, you know, he's legit speed. 215, or Neil, you got a answer for us?
Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a big answer
there.
That's
a good one.
Neil.
I wasn't expecting that.
Unexpected. That's the first
nursery
rhyme. Yeah, like folk fairy tale type stuff. All right. Back to the phones in a minute. Let's see what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
It's Barry Joe. It's not nursery.
Yeah, Barry Joe.
It's Barry Joe.
Yeah, that's we got rhyming. There. We got there. All good. Yeah. Time's Yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go. Only from Xfinity Mobile. What do we got today, Dan?
I hope Joe DeCamera is enjoying his vacation half as much as I am. Time's Yours.
That was very good. That was good.
I just want to say good morning to everybody except Andy and Denver. Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think it's fair.
Wow.
I will say there is nothing that gets like people to text me during the show more than like a good Andy or a bad Andy from Denver call, I should say. I mean, I had three people call me and be like, yeah, get rid of him. I can't stand him. Yeah, he's polarizing. That's for sure.
So, Dopey takes out a pitcher with 12 strikeouts and a three-run lead, only to have Jerkering come in and walk two batters. I'll tell you, Tommy's brilliant, isn't he?
Wow, Jerkering is tough. That is, I think that's
first
a little
I've
too
heard
far.
He's,
yeah.
He's pitched pretty well. He had a bad night the other night.
I don't think that one should catch on. And the top, I'm shocked. 96 pitches. It's not like he was at 86 pitches. I get it.
Maybe it was the reaction.
I think if Kirk Green gets the outs there, no one's calling in and saying,
no one's saying a word.
But it's also Christopher Sanchez being upset, probably more with the ump than.
Yeah, you're right. I think that's a really good point.
Yes, guys. Can you do me a favor? If I leave my number, can you give me a call before Andy from Bedford gets on the radio? Because all he talks is BS. I'm yours.
Man, Andy, do you think Andy listens to this?
Does he like it?
And yes. We know he
100%.
Likes it. Do you think he internalizes it all? You think he listens and actually, you know, for a second, steps back from the persona and the whole, like, we live, we out, and steps back and say, wow, do people not like me?
You think Andy has the capacity to step back and think about it?
That's what I'm asking. Does he have that perspective? I don't know.
I don't think Andy cares.
Probably not.
I think he enjoys the attention.
All right, is that it, Danny? Okay, shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Satman in Philly. What up, Satman? How you doing, pal?
Hi. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for
you
making
bet,
it.
You bet, Satman.
I'm sorry. I'm really concerned about the Phillies with Zach Wheeler, and I'm hoping he do return. I'm not sure if these batters actually going bat or stay consistent, I have to say, throughout these games. Well, we got about like 40-something games left.
39 games left.
30. Thank you. So I'm really concerned. And I believe, like, we're going to lose some games, a lot of games. And Zach Wheeler being absent, it's going to hurt us.
Absolutely. Look, the thing we were talking about before. I don't think there's a – there's no way to for it not to be a negative that you're losing your best pitcher, your best playoff pitcher, the ace of your staff, all that stuff. The only positive that theoretically can come from it is if these guys in that clubhouse use it as a galvanizing force and a factor, and they are able to take and use real motivation from it that you know, is able to lift them up. And that's, again, it's hard to quantify that. But that's the only way this isn't a bad thing, you know?
And I'm so happy for Realmuto yesterday and, well, lately. Really, he's been stepping up.
And he really has.
Well, we're going to need him.
I agree. Yeah, JT's, especially with the way we know, obviously we've talked about it so much, but after those top three guys, it's a crapshoot.
JT's a critical part of our
lineup.
He's
the one I trust the most. After those top three guys, right now today, if you said – top three guys, you can't use them. You have to have someone on this team gets one at bat to save your life. Like, I'd pick JT right now, which is crazy to think about.
Quick question.
Yes.
Is there a man on second?
Yeah, you're right. Satman, you got an answer for us?
How about Orange is the New Black?
Oh, yeah. That's got two colors in it. You like to hear that. All right.
That's the first with two colors
first
two, today.
Yeah, which is
nice
surprising.
Compoundedness of your answer.
All right. We are turning to now. Color and a title. It is still open. There are still winning answers on the board. Let's turn to Eric in Texas. Eric, you got an answer for us?
Yeah, I actually got one with three colors. How about Ooh. Courtesy of the Red, White, Blue by Toby Keith?
Oh, sure. There you go. Yeah.
Good answer.
Marcus in Pergasy. Marcus, you got an answer for us?
Bump a bump a dang 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 a
ding
a dong
ding a dong ding blue moon moon blue moon dip to dip dip Great call, Marcus. I love Blue Moon. What a great song that is. Bomb bomb
dang dang. You just totally hijacked Marcus's attempt to sing it.
I had to. We had to sing along. You have to sing together.
Oh, you have to sing along. I didn't know that.
It is a sing along.
I didn't know that.
Everyone knows that, Rhea.
I'm
Jeff
so sorry.
Jeff in Riverton. Jeff knows that. What's up, Jeff? You got a song for us or a movie, TV show?
I have all three. It was a hit song, it was a movie, and it was a famous cartoon, Pink Panther.
Oh, yeah, that's a big answer, too. That is all three. You're right. Last one, Chris in Deptford. Last one to get your answer and give us an answer.
Red wine.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's another good answer. Wow. All right, we got to make a decision here. Yeah. Some big answers that at the end. In addition, some of the ones that stuck out from before, we had Green Mile, we had Purple Rain, we had Varsity Blues, Men in Black, White Christmas, Blues Brother, Goldfinger, and some of these answers we just got at the end. Which ones stick out to you guys?
I thought Varsity Blues and Blues Brothers.
Yeah, and I like think Purple
the use
Rain.
Of blue.
I'm a Purple Rain fan.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Really?
I don't think for this. I think it's too obvious.
Really?
I think Purple Rain is too straightforward.
What else you got?
But look, if you guys both like it,
I might. What else you got? I think Pink Panther stands out to me as a great answer, too, because of the versatility of it.
I agree.
For me, it's Purple Rain, Varsity Blues, Blues Brothers, and Pink Panther, I think, are the ones that stick out to me.
All right.
So Rhea is going with
Follow
Rain.
The Yellow Brick Road is
another
also
good one. John, which way are you going?
I think either Blues Brothers or Varsity Blues.
I'm going to go Purple Rain. I'm going with it.
There
Prince
we go.
Gets a win on the day that the camera here. Congratulations to Mark in the Northeast is our winner today. Thank you again to Forest River RV by Camping World. RV sales service, parts, and accessories. This RV has been such a wonderful
it's been awesome.
Place. It's been such a cool place to do these shows
Very
from.
Very spacious.
Get yourself one of these. I mean, these are amazing. So many amenities.
My parents
such a cool
did
place.
The RV life for like 20 years.
Emily and I are dying to. We are going to go
they
across
were all
the country
over the
at some
country
point.
And I absolutely loved it.
So cool. Yep. And this is definitely the way to do it. Thank you to Francisco Rojas producing on site. Dan Wilson and Justin D'Arazio doing an awesome, awesome job back in the studio. Thank you to the Eagles for hosting us here at the NovaCare Complex. We have had a real, real blast being here, and we'll be back tomorrow, just not from here. So we keep it going. Joe and you got you up next. Thanks for listening to The Morning Show right here on 94 WIP.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.